This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
The Data Storage Innovation Conference, it's coming up in Santa Clara, California, April 22nd through 24th. And a major person with this is Marty Fulton. She's the president of BitSpring Systems, managing the hands-on lab at DSI. George Crump, our founder, is also with us on this podcast as we talk about the Data Storage Innovation Conference. It's sponsored by SNIA. And Marty, what is your role in SNIA, and what is the Storage Networking Industry Association?
The Storage Networking Industry Association is a 400 company member, over 4,000 individuals organization throughout the world that is really focused on education and outreach on storage and networking and preparing standards and specifications to enable businesses to work more efficiently and understand storage and networking technologies more effectively. My role at SNIA, I've been involved with the SNIA for many years. I'm a track manager for the Data Storage Innovation Conference. I handle the big storage and the solid state and storage tracks. And I also manage the hands-on lab, which is a program under SNIA Education that has been ongoing at a number of conferences for about 8 years and is now at DSI in its inaugural event. Very excited about it.
George, being in the storage industry for years, how important are these hands-on labs?
Well, I think they've always been very important, but I think they've become almost indispensable now, because the average IT professional, the one thing they commonly lack is time. And so you don't have the time, the resources, and the ability to test every new product that comes to market and do different things. The value of a hands-on lab, it allows you to sort of begin that testing, maybe even create a short list, but do so in an environment that if something gets screwed up, it's not your data. It's, you know, the lab's data, so to speak. And so it gives you the ability to experiment and learn without risk, so to speak.
Marty, these hands-on labs, in your opinion, why are they so important for the end user?
Well, I would agree 100% with George. I think in today's professional environment, it's very difficult when you're doing your day-to-day job to stay on top of new trends in technology and really experience the products. The purpose of a hands-on lab is to really introduce new technologies and introduce new ways to manage old technologies with some leading vendors that have provided exercises. A hands-on lab attendee can sample and really try to start to get an understanding of how the technology might work in their environment. As George said, it's non-pressure. You're not using your own data, but you're also able to kind of interact one-on-one with the technical storage professional that's there from the manufacturer, interacting one-on-one with them to ask questions, get feedback, and really just experience and explore how these products and solutions might work in their data center.
I'm going to throw this question out to both of y'all. What's the biggest advantage the end user can get by going to a conference like this? George?
I think there's a couple things. I think, first of all, clearly there's an advantage to the hands-on lab that we've already talked about, but then there's also the advantage of being able to network with your own peers in the industry. We always find that guys will get new ideas just from the guy sitting next to him in a presentation. Then there's the ability to listen to all the different tracks that Marty was talking about and just learn about what's going on new in storage. And then finally, there's the exhibit hall area where you can, you know, get a chance to actually meet key executives from different vendors that'll be presenting and in many cases maybe demoing their systems in the exhibit hall area.
Marty?
I always think of a conference like DSI as kind of a three-legged stool. What SNIA brings to the table is the first leg, which is vendor-neutral, industry-focused presentations, a set of SNIA tutorials that are vetted by all of the 4,000 members of the SNIA and presented on key topics in the industry, both current and cutting-edge technologies. So you get that. You get a lot of really deep education from leading professionals, great speakers, Then you go to the hands-on lab where you can kind of experience some of these solutions. First you listen, then you can actually touch and play with some of these solutions and figure out how they might work in their environments. And then the third leg of the stool is going to the Innovation Expo, where you can talk to the vendors individually about their specific products and how they might apply in your environment with all the other solutions that you have. So when you walk away after 3 days, I think you're really set to kind of take the next steps in where you want to be in your organization, and you have a better feeling of some new topics and how they might integrate, and or if there's areas that won't apply, you'll be able to go back to your management and say, I now understand how the puzzle pieces fit together, and I know what we need and what we don't need.
George, tell me why Storage Switzerland is attending this conference.
It's an independent conference where we get to meet a lot of different vendors, as opposed to sort of what I call the worlds, right? The larger vendors all have their world events, and you get a very myopic view of the world, as you might imagine. Here we get a more of a mixture of kind of what the real data center looks like, and so there's certainly value there. You know, for me personally, just meeting the guys that are in the trenches trying to make all this stuff work and try to learn things and things like that is incredibly valuable from that perspective. And then I think finally, you know, obviously interfacing with the folks at SNIA and understanding where things are going. I remember several years ago I met with Wayne Adams, who will be on a future podcast, giving him a hard time about the SNIA's cloud API initiative, CDMI. And I said, oh, that'll never work. You'll never get any. And sure enough, SNIA was able to get it done. So, I mean, SNIA gets things done for the storage industry, and so it's important for us to interface with them.
Marty, we look forward to seeing you in Santa Clara, California, April 22nd through 24th. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It was great to speak with you and George.
For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges, and thanks for joining the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.